Hiya, babe. Say, how about a... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. My boyfriend, Eddie Jordan, and I live in Mrs. Kennedy's boarding house. And when we get enough money, we're going to get married. But we don't make very much. You see, I'm in show business, and even when I work, I'm underpaid. The other day, I left my salary on a table in a theater, and a stagehand thought it was a tip. Eddie doesn't do much better and spends his spare time dreaming of the day when he'll be so rich he won't have to lift anything heavier than a deck of cards. I still feel there are more important things than money, but I wish I knew what they were. Well, speaking of money, the other day a friend of Eddie's, who's always been crazy about me, dropped in at the boarding house. His name is Harry Adams, and he's a pretty sharp customer.
Maisie.
What's the matter, Harry?
Maisie, I got a terrible problem.
Well, don't worry about it, Harry. Some people overcome their personality.
You got me all wrong, doll. I'm a sweet guy at heart. I just do lousy things to people to hide my inferiority complex. I'm a sweetheart. Honest, I am.
What's Eddie doing back so soon? Have they finally gotten smart and fired him?
Oh, no, Mrs. Kennedy, it isn't Eddie.
Oh.
Harry, you remember my landlady, Mrs. Kennedy, don't you?
Hello, Miss Kennedy.
Uh-oh, it's Harry Adams. Excuse me.
Where you going?
I'm going to lock up the silver drawer in the refrigerator.
All right, I'll go. I know when I'm not wanted. I don't have to have no house fall out of me.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you're trying for the Academy Award or something. Sit down and stop trying to tear my heart out.
Boy's got a lot of talent as an actor, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a ham bone at heart. Well, to be or not to be, what is your problem?
Well, it's just one of them things. I got an aunt who's from Texas.
And she's got a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess you heard about her, huh?
No, but I heard about Texas.
Yeah, well, Aunt Hattie's rich. Very rich. Maybe even filthy rich.
My, what a lovely person she is.
Well, what about her?
Well, we've always carried on a correspondence. Mm-hmm. I've told her about what I was doing here and so forth.
Yeah.
I admit I made myself look pretty good, but I'm only human, and I...
Shall we vote on it?
The vote's 2-1 against you, Harry. Go on.
Well, anyway, I told her I was engaged to a real nice girl, and I sort of gave her a word picture of you, Maisie.
Uh-oh. Haven't I seen this movie somewhere before?
Oh, Maisie, you know I always been crazy about you, but you always liked Eddie. I didn't think anything would come of it if I did a little personal dreaming in my letters to Aunt Hattie. And now she's coming to town, and she wants to meet you. She's staying at the Park Vanderbilt Hotel.
Well, nothing doing, Harry. Tell her I left town.
But this means a lot to me, Maisie. Won't you please do it just for me? Sure would appreciate it.
Oh, all right. I'll pretend to be your fiancé. But you'll have to get Eddie's permission first.
Oh, gee, thanks, Maisie.
And don't tell him you talk to me.
Oh, I won't, Maisie.
And if he dares to give you permission, I'll chop him into pieces little enough to feed an ant. And I don't mean from Texas.
Maisie, this is your temporary fiancé, Harry Adams.
Harry. Oh. Oh. You mean Eddie gave you permission?
Sure.
What about heel? Maybe I am going with the wrong guy after all.
That's what I've been telling you for years, doll. Of course, he did drive a pretty hard bargain, but I didn't mind.
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me Eddie charged you for giving you permission. Who does he think he is, subletting me out like this?
Oh, he didn't mind at all. The only problem was getting together on time.
Oh. You had to haggle over the price, huh?
Well, he said that since you'd be pretending to be my fiance, I'd probably get a chance to kiss you. That you had soft, lovely lips and kissed like a dream. What could I say? I give in.
Wait till he gets home tonight. Well, go ahead and tell me. What kind of a rental did he get for me?
He traded you to me for a pair of skis.
Well!
He promised me he'd break the news to you tonight. He's going to stop and get the skis on his way home.
Good. He can try breaking the news on me, and I'll try breaking the skis on him. Right where it'll do the most good. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Mrs. Kennedy.
Maisie, your dream prince is here with a pair of skis.
Hello, Eddie, darling.
Hello, gorgeous. Mrs. Kennedy, would you mind turning your head the other way while I get my before-dinner smooch?
Not at all. I doubt if I'd see anything new, different, or educational.
Here's your kiss, Eddie.
Hey, I can get a better kiss than that from any waitress in Childs.
Well, I expect the undivided attention of a man who's kissing me. And you were kissing me and checking over the binding on the skis at the same time. Where'd you get them, anyway?
Oh, I just traded for them. Maisie, I'd like to talk to you in the sitting room for a minute.
What'd you have to give for those skis, Eddie?
Oh, nothing much. Just some tired stuff I had around the house.
Yeah, they're very nice skis. Are you sure what you traded wasn't nice, too?
Nah. Look at the beautiful curves in those skis.
So what? Look at the beautiful curves. Oh, well, never mind. What were you going to tell me?
Well, you know Harry Adams, don't you?
Oh, sure. He's the guy you hate so much, isn't he?
No, not exactly.
Oh. Well, go on. What about Harry Adams? And stop running your hands over the curves of those skis. Here, I'll take them.
Well, Harry's really a swell guy, Maisie, and I want you to get to know him better.
Oh.
Now, the poor guy's in the spot right now,
mm-hmm.
and I know you'll help him out. He needs a girl to pretend to be his fiancée for a couple of days, and, well, I thought of you right away, beautiful.
Oh, well, that was sweet of you, Eddie. What's the job pay?
Pay? Maisie, surely you don't expect to get anything for that, do you?
Why, certainly it's an acting job, isn't it?
Well, of course it is.
Keep out of this. Maisie, this is one of those things you do out of friendship. I'm ashamed to think you'd want some kind of recompense for it.
Oh, you are, huh? Mighty nice skis here. Oh, oops, I dropped my handkerchief. Will you bend over and pick it up for me, Eddie?
Why, of course, Maisie.
This is the moment I've been waiting for.
Maisie!
That'll teach you to sell me for a pair of skis, you hypocritical crumb.
Swat him again, Maisie.
Maisie, don't do it. Maisie!
Now take your skis and get out of here. I'm going to go through with this thing, but I don't want to see you again until I do.
You scratched one of them.
Maisie, are you going to do it?
You bet I am. Eddie's taken me too much for granted, and I'm going to make him regret every moment of this.
So this is Maisie Revere.
That's right, Aunt Hattie. Maisie, this is Aunt Hattie.
Hello, Aunt Hattie.
Well, hi.
And this man with the unhappy face is Eddie Jordan.
Very funny. Oh, very funny.
I don't know how this here hotel furniture is, but sit down, all of you.
No, thank you. I prefer to stand.
Oh, you're looking just fine, Aunt Hattie. How's everything in Texas?
Well, it ain't so good, Niffle. You see, we're having a lot of financial trouble.
Oh, I didn't know anybody from Texas ever worried about money.
Oh, sure we do, son. Well, we don't know what to do with the darn stuff. It keeps accumulating so blame fast. You see, my only worry is my money.
Gee, I'd love to share your worries with you.
Maisie, you sure are a pretty thing. I don't know how Harry managed to get you, unless he used a lasso.
No, he used a pair of skis.
You know, I haven't even seen you two kiss each other. Do they do that any different up here?
No, it's all the same, Mrs. Adams. You wouldn't be interested.
I was asking Maisie.
Well, what do you say, darling? Shall we show Aunt Hattie?
Why, of course, Harry, sweetheart.
Hey, not now.
Well, why not, Eddie? After all, it's Harry who's engaged to me, not you.
Well, it isn't fair for you two to be smooching in front of me. I haven't got a date.
Well, you can have Aunt Hattie.
Sure, sure. Come on over here and pucker up, boy.
No, I'd rather not. Some other time, maybe.
Sissy. Well, go ahead and kiss her, Harry.
Okay, Aunt Hattie. Come here, you gorgeous thing.
Any time you say, you handsome devil.
Don't overdo it, Maisie. Yeah.
Well, now that's a real kiss. Mm. But don't you think he's bending her back a little too far?
Hey. Whoa! Harry! Maisie!
Don't interrupt him, Eddie.
Maisie, stop already.
Wow.
Boy, I don't care what happens to me now. I've lived.
Well, we've got to be running along now, Mrs. Adams.
Oh, just call me Aunt Hattie. Yeah, well, how about you folks having dinner with me tonight?
Oh, that'd be lovely, Aunt Hattie.
Oh, Harry, here, huh? Just in case you have any little expenses on the way. Yeah, here's a little money.
Gee, $100 type bill. Oh, thanks, Aunt Hattie.
Is it real?
Come on, let's go.
Well, goodbye, Aunt Hattie. See you tonight.
Goodbye, Aunt Hattie.
Goodbye, nephew. Oh, you folks get here around 7, you see. We'll go out and locate a real classy French chuck wagon.
Now, listen, Harry. What was the idea of kissing Maisie like that?
Yeah, but Eddie, old pal, I couldn't take a chance of faking it right in front of Aunt Hattie.
Well, no, Eddie. She moved right in for a close-up.
Yeah, besides, I was carried away. I couldn't help myself. You were right about Maisie, Eddie. She kisses like a dream.
For Pete's sake, you want to spoil her?
You're not so bad yourself, Harry.
Oh, believe me, little lady. I loved every moment of that kiss. Maisie, I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing to me, for me.
Well, I'm having a good time, too, Harry.
Listen, you two, fun's fun and all that, but I'm calling this whole thing off. It's no deal, Harry.
Eddie, you can't do that to Harry. It isn't fair. Besides, if I have to quit now, you'll have to return the skis.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you're really crazy about those skis, aren't you?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Well, that did it. If you don't think more of me than you do of a pair of skis, I'm through. Eddie Jordan, you've just lost yourself a fiancé. Consider yourself disengaged.
Maisie!
You heard me. And Harry.
Yeah, Maisie.
I just want to announce that from now on, I'm available.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Off her engagement to you.
Well, that's what she said, Mrs. Kennedy, but I can handle her. Well,
why don't you try making her jealous? You could pretend you'd suddenly fallen madly in love with me.
Mrs. Kennedy, that would strain the acting abilities of a Barrymore, and I'm just an ordinary person.
Don't flatter yourself.
Here she comes. I'll show you how I do this.
I can't wait to see. I'll just sit here with my paper and listen.
I'll apologize to her, and she'll say she forgives me and she loves me, and, well, that'll be that.
Hello, Maisie.
Hello, Mrs. Kennedy.
Hello, gorgeous.
Drop dead.
Now, Maisie, this is going to be a wonderful evening on somebody else's money. Let's not start it out wrong.
Okay, let's start it out right. Why don't you stay here?
Give it to him, Maisie.
All right, Maisie, I guess I deserve that crack. I was sort of a heel to trade you for those skis.
That you were. And if you had a chance to do it all over again, you'd do it again, too.
That's telling him.
Look, baby doll, I'm apologizing to you. I'm begging you to forgive me.
Well, get down on your knees, then.
Maisie.
Go on.
Well, okay.
This I gotta see.
Okay, honey, here I am. I'm telling you that I love you, and I'm asking you to forgive me. Come on, honey, say those words that mean everything to me.
Drop dead.
Maisie, after I got down on my knees, that's unethical. You seem to forget that we're engaged.
Oh, well, I broke that engagement off. Another thing, Eddie, you can consider that I'm returning the engagement ring you never gave me.
What do you mean? I gave you a beautiful diamond engagement ring.
Yeah, but the next day you got it back from me and hawked it.
Well, I thought I was making a good investment with the money.
Some investment, I'll say. A horse called Barfly at Tropical Park.
He was supposed to move to the rail and lead all the way.
Instead, he put his foot on the rail and waved goodbye to the other horses. No, I'm through, Eddie.
You know what this means, don't you, Maisie?
Yeah. Now I don't have to pick up your dinner check anymore.
Touché!
Okay, Maisie, that's the way you feel? So okay. I'm going upstairs. Let me know when Harry Adams arrives.
I will if I happen to remember.
Maisie, are you really serious about this?
Well, I was serious. But I didn't think he'd give me up so fast. Gee, he quit right away, didn't he?
Yeah. Of course, you managed to discourage him a lot.
Well, he still deserves it, Mrs. Kennedy. Would you like to get traded for a pair of skis?
That depends on who I was traded to. To Clark Gable, yes.
Well, I guess that's Clark now.
Hello, Maisie. Hello, Miss Kennedy.
Hi, Harry.
Hold on to your jewelry. The boy bandit of Brooklyn is here.
Oh, Miss Kennedy, that ain't fair to me. I'm really a nice guy. I'm a sweetheart. I wouldn't steal a thing.
Yeah, he's really all right, Mrs. Kennedy. He just got the wrong impression once because you caught him leaving the house with an umbrella in each pants leg and your cuckoo clock under his coat.
I guess I'm just overly suspicious.
I was gonna have the clock fixed for you.
He claims the bird was coming out backwards and ooing before it cooped.
That's right. Here's an orchid for you, Maisie.
Oh.
I used some of that money Aunt Hattie gave me. Open up the box.
Oh, Harry, it's lovely.
Oh, it's nothing, Maisie. What's $20 to me where you're concerned? I'm sorry I didn't have time to write a card, but it would have said, to a charming, intelligent, and beautiful girl from someone who thinks of her always.
Aw, that's sweet.
What a cornball.
Oh, wait. There is a card in here, Harry.
There is? Give it to me. I don't remember exactly what I wrote on it.
Let me see. Yeah. It says, to Shirley with love from the big bad wolf. And there's a card in here from somebody called A. Nathan Wolf.
I must have picked up the wrong box by mistake.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Shirley will probably get your orchid. It's a little bigger than this one.
Yeah. That was a smooth out.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, pal.
Oh, look at the orchid Harry brought me, Eddie. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. Did he win it in a crap game?
It cost $20, didn't it, Harry?
Well, Eddie, I wouldn't think of taking your girl out without buying her some flowers.
Fine. It looks like you might get to keep her, Harry.
Eddie, what are you trying to do? Get a pair of skates out of him, too? Come on, let's go. Gee, you're a good dancer, Harry.
Oh, thanks, Maisie. You're pretty slick out yourself. But I wish you'd stop talking about Eddie all the time.
Oh, it's just a habit. I've been going with him for so long. And besides, he's been making me mad the way he's been acting tonight.
Hey, look, gorgeous. I know how we can really rock him back on his heels. You want to hear before we go back to the table?
Yeah. What's the idea?
We'll say you and me are going to be married tonight. How you like that?
It's a gruesome thought. But he wouldn't believe it. You got to have a license to get married.
Yeah, I got one for you and me. Just got it the other day so I could show it Aunt Hattie.
Oh.
I can fix it up with a guy to pretend to be justice of the peace and marry us.
Well, okay, Harry. Let's give Eddie a good scare. Come on back to the table.
Well, there you are.
Well, Aunt Hattie, why didn't you and Eddie finish up this dance?
Oh, somehow I just can't seem to dance with this boy.
Just call me Tenderfoot. She not only stomped on me, but she raked me twice with her spurs.
Oh, ain't he a card?
Well, we decided I'd live longer if we just sat here and talked.
Well, I've been telling him about the trouble we've been having, you know, trying to fence in our Texas ranch. Every time we dug a post hole, oil would squirt up.
Well, Harry and I have a little surprise for you, Aunt Hattie. We're going to get married tonight.
What?
No kidding. Well, let me be the first to congratulate you. You make a mighty fine couple. Mighty fine. Mighty.
Maisie, you can't do this. You can't marry this drooling idiot.
And why can't I marry a drooling idiot if I want to?
Eddie, please. And I was just going to ask you to be my best man.
Okay, I accept. But Maisie, I still say I won't let you do it. Where are you going to get married? The hotel?
Oh, no, not the hotel. It just ain't homey enough.
I know, at the boarding house. I'll have the justice of the peace meet us there, huh? And how about give me a great big kiss before I go out the phone, darling?
You do and I'll slug you, darling.
Oh, wait a minute now. I'm writing out something for you folks might be interested in. There you are, Maisie. I'm giving it to you.
Holy smoke. It's a check for $1,000,000.
Well, you'll probably have some expenses. Don't take it to the bank without warning them, or it might come back marked insufficient funds.
You mean the check isn't any good?
Oh, heck no, Maisie. I've got the money. I'm just worried the bank might have insufficient funds. Come on now, let's get on with the wedding so we can start.
Well, I'm ready.
So am I.
Maisie, you can't marry this monster.
On with the ceremony, Justice. If he gets stuck for words, I'll throw you the line.
Miss Revere, I know the ceremony perfectly.
Well, great. Well, let's get on with it.
Yeah. Well, the way we do it in Texas, you'd be married by now and riding through the purple sage into the sunset together.
If there's anybody here who knows any reason why these two should not be joined together in the bonds of matrimony, let him speak now or forever hold his peace.
I'd like to say something. She can't marry him. She doesn't love him.
Of course she loves me, don't you, Maisie?
Well, you don't think I love you, do you, Eddie? When was the last time you took me out anywhere?
Well, how about last Saturday? That was a big night.
Eddie, watching the ping pong tournament at the YMCA is my idea of a big night.
How about that bag of popcorn?
I bought that.
Oh, yes. But, Maisie, you always like to stay here and sit on the Davenport with me. What's happened?
I'm tired of a man who keeps one arm around me and the other under the cushions looking for loose change. On with the ceremony.
Yes. If there is anybody here who knows any reason why these two should not be joined together in the bonds of matrimony, let him speak now or forever hold his peace.
Stop!
Now what?
Eddie, cut it out. Go on with the ceremony.
I got 2 six-shooters here with me, and if there are any more interruptions, I'll fill you full of holes.
But, Maisie, you've never liked this goon here. He's been trying to get you to marry him for months, and you've always brushed him off. What's happened?
Well, the skis, for one thing. On with the ceremony.
Yes. If there's anybody here, et cetera, speak now or forever hold his peace.
Stop!
Oh, no, not again.
I'm marrying Maisie, Miss Kennedy.
That would be a crime, and nobody's going to commit a crime in my boarding house. Who's this old turkey in the Western outfit? I've never... Frida! Frida Pappenfoo!
Henrietta! Why, dearie, I haven't seen you for at least a year.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute, do you know Aunt Hattie?
Aunt Hattie? Why, this is Frida Pappenfuss. We both used to be chambermaids at the Park Vanderville Hotel.
Yeah, and I'm still there, Henrietta. Oh, this Harry Adams talked me into pretending to be a wealthy aunt from Texas. Oh, I loved it. I've had a ball.
What was that? Where's Harry?
He's gone. Oh, Eddie, what a mess, and it's all my fault.
Harry rigged up the whole thing just to get some dates with you. Wait till I get my hands on him.
Well, I knew the justice of the peace here was phony, but I didn't know about Aunt Hattie. I really wouldn't have been married after all.
Hey, pardon me for interrupting, but somebody here owes me $20.
Well, you'll have to squeeze it out of Harry. But it seems to me that's a lot for being a fake justice of the peace.
For a fake, yes. But you're mistaken about me. Everybody else may be phony, but I happen to be on the level. I am a justice of the peace.
Holy smoke. Maisie Revere, you almost became a wife.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
Well, that was as close as I've been to being married in a long time. I haven't seen Harry since that night. Neither has Mrs. Kennedy. And she wants to see him, too. He took her cuckoo cock again as he rushed out. The whole thing did Eddie a lot of good just the same. He takes me out to dinner and a movie two or three times a week. Starting next week, he says. And he's quit playing pool and has taken up billiards. As for the skis, I got them as a consolation prize, and I went skiing on them, too. Sometime I'll tell you about all the interesting people I met in that hospital. Well, I gotta meet Eddie for lunch in a few minutes. I better be sure to bring some money. I know Eddie won't. Come on, Pete. Let's go.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Virginia Gregg, Pat McGeehan, Gigi Pearson, Frank Nelson, and Hans Conried. John Heaston speaking.